And, speaking of books, lying on the coffee table is one that came via FedEx from his office in Bangor just this morning. The Complete Poetical Works of Robert Browning. It contains, of course, Child Roland to the Dark Tower Came, the narrative poem that lies at the root of King's long and trying story. An idea suddenly occurs to him, and it brings an expression to his face that stops just short of outright laughter. As if reading his feelings, and possibly he can, King has always suspected dogs are fairly recent emigres from that great I-know-just-how-you-feel country of Empathica, Marlowe's own fiendish grin appears to widen. "One place for the poem, old boy," King says, and tosses the book back onto the coffee table. It's a big one, and lands with a thud. One place and one place only. Then he settles deeper in the chair and closes his eyes. "Just gonna sit here like this for a minute or two," he thinks, knowing he's fooling himself, knowing he'll almost certainly doze off. As he does. Part 4. The White Lands of Empathica. Dandolo. Chapter 1. The Thing Under the Castle. 1. They did indeed find a good-sized kitchen, and an adjoining pantry at ground level in the ARC-16 experimental station, and not far from the infirmary. They found something else as well. The office of Sir Richard P. Sayre, once the Crimson King's head of operations, now in the clearing at the end of the path, courtesy of Susanna Dean's fast right hand. Lying atop Sayre's desk were amazingly complete files on all four of them. These they destroyed using the shredder. There were photographs of Eddie and Jake in the folders that were simply too painful to look at. Memories were better.